For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Person is behaving and just a heart for God. Now, drumming is more difficult than playing other instrument because by my study, I know a lot of theory anyway. I don't know the practical. By my study, I discovered that drumming is more difficult because it involves the two sides of the brain. Like your leg is playing, right leg different thing, left leg different thing, one hand different thing, right hand different thing. All of the keyboards is only the hand and the head. So it's like drumming is more taxing. It requires a lot of discipline. And then, Lord, I want to do this kind of thing. Lord, I want to do this. I'm just watching. By 2 months, look at what God has made of his life. Anytime I think he's a cop, I get angry. Hallelujah. Yes. You can make yourself very, very important like this, that people will miss your presence. You know, I remember preaching how to be useful to God and how you can be useless to God. You can be useful. You can be useful. Please make yourself useful. There are many of us that can do many things. Many of us have the gift of inviting people. Invite. Many of us can sing. Many of us can worship. Many of us can arrange. If you cannot, if you are busy Saturday, come and clean the church. There is something you can do in church. Don't just carry your fine face, your good gift, your endowment, and just let it waste. God gave it to you. When you use it, you will not regret serving God anywhere. And I believe you. See, if you are young, you don't serve God. Is it when you are old? It's the best time. Hallelujah. And then I really, let's say, when I was praying, I just felt like she talked to us about something. I don't know why, but maybe, I don't know why it just came to me. Like, the church is a family, and I really want us to understand that. People can come as they are, no matter how bad it is. And then we should accommodate everybody. We should be able to accommodate everybody and treat each other as brothers. You know, some of us have brothers that if God should give you a chance, you will deny that, you will remove them from your family. Three of us. You have brothers and sisters like that, that if you have a choice that God delete, you delete this person. But he's your brother. And because you are family, there's nothing you can do about it. You have to accept that reality. In case you have a problem with somebody or a misunderstanding with somebody or something like that, and then we come to church, I don't know why it's the way, let's talk to us about it. You come to church, we are together. We are what? We are together. Family quarrel and they settle. I fought with all my siblings, we are five, all of them, except two. We fought, we fight and tear our clothes. But today we are best of pals. After party, we settle and eat food together. How many of you fought with your brothers and sisters? Did you settle? Oh, fight. Young elder brother, fought, elder sister, fought, beat. Father will come and settle. My mom will be tired, teenager, when we are growing up. For his family, you settle. How together? We are family. We are a family. So when we come together, let's have love for one another. Let's relate. Everybody in your life is a blessing. When you take them for granted, you know, see, I sent a video to our pastors in our group chat. I just remembered it now. There is a bee mentality and a what? What did the other one say? Bee mentality and pony bee. Eh? Fly. See, a bee will always look for a nectar in every flower. When you go, even if there is death, you look for the good thing and focus on the good thing. Why a fly will look for the death? You can't have a mentality of seeing the good in people and the best in people. Altogether, train your mind. As well as those saying in the house, family house, or anywhere you stay, learn to love people. We are family. No matter how bad it is, everybody, why should a preacher be preaching when everybody are sent, if all of us are sent? There should be somebody recuperating and somebody generating. And I've noticed most people that criticize are the ones that are the most guilty. Most times. Jesus Christ was the most holiest people, holiest or the holiest in his days. But the people that were criticizing the woman for fornicating, when Jesus Christ said, okay, if you are not guilty, stone them. All of them went back. All. Only Jesus Christ was not guilty. So all of us are guilty of one thing or the other. Tell your neighbor, you are guilty. So let's love one another. If somebody falling, tell them face to face. Hallelujah. Please, as I'm talking, I feel like somebody came and told me something. I did not see anybody. The only people I see in this church is my pastors. That's the truth. I don't think I have spent up to 5 or 10 minutes with a lot of us. So nobody has told me anything, but I just felt, this is the way I pray. It was so strong on my heart, and I forgot it. It was when we were praying again, it came to me, I just picked it up to write it down. To tell us, please, let's love one another. Treat each other. And God will help us all in Jesus' name. And then next week, Sunday, I'm launching my first books. Hallelujah. I'm launching 5 of them. Hallelujah. 5 of them. So come ready for a book. Not like, just we'll just pray about it, not that we are raising money. I'm just going to pray on the books. Hallelujah. So come expect time to read our books. And God bless us all in Jesus' name. Now, back to the work of today. This is our month of transformation. A month of change. Hallelujah. And then when you look at your mind is the center of change. When you change your mind, everything will change. Last week, we looked at the power of the mind, and I believe we learned a lot. And then we look at this, the week that passed, we look at how transformation can happen by information. And then on Friday, we look at how your transformation can happen for by your environment. And then the first service, we looked at how by changing your thinking, you can be transformed. Hallelujah. Every time they pray for you and pray for you, if your brain did not change, nothing will happen until you are transformed. So when you change your thinking, your life will change and you'll be transformed. Now, this second service, we'll be looking at the power of words and transformation. How your words can transform you. Continuously till the end of the month. Hallelujah. If you leave me, we'll have 4 services. We'll have one topic every service. We have a lot to share. Praise God. Until we are changed. Transformed. Hallelujah. When you look like a different copy, when you go back home. When your friends say, oh boy, guy, you changed. How far now? But we can be changed. Until you are changed, your life will never be changed. Until you are transformed in your mind, practically your life will not change. So the power of words. James chapter 3 from verse 2. James chapter 3. We'll be reading like 3 scripture before we start. James chapter 3. James 3. In many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bit in horses' mouth, that they may obey us, and turn about their whole body. But also the ships, behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whithersoever the governor listed. Even so is the tongue. The tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Hallelujah. This small thing in our mouth. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a wall of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. Hallelujah. Praise God. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpent and of things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men. I love you, Lord. Then you look at somebody and say, Waka. Which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and curses. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same time or at the same place sweet and bitter water? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine vigs, so can no fountain but yield salt water and fresh water. Hallelujah. Anytime I read long scriptures like that, steer my heart. There's a way I read the Bible just to understand what he's trying to say. And I record it word by word. Praise God. So the power of words and our transformation. Words are utterances with distinct meaning. Anything you say that have a unique meaning is a word. Utterances with what? Distinct meaning. Example. Why did I say? I didn't say anything. Because it does not have a distinct meaning. Is that correct? No, it doesn't have a meaning. Something that has meaning and then is this. When you say this, people can understand this is what it means. Then you have spoken a word. Hallelujah. There are 10 things I want you to know about words before we continue. Is that our words create things as God does. Bible says in the beginning, God word said, let there be light. That is the same way your words can create and paint your life. Everything in your life can be charted by your mouth. Hallelujah. Can be charted. The course of your destiny. I heard from Pastor Chris first. He said that the course of your destiny is charted by your mouth. So you can create things by your mouth. Number two, words are used for creation, communication, and expressions. The Bible says God calls things that be not as though they were. Calls them as though they were. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. How many of us know that you got saved by saying something? Is it true? We say that Jesus Christ, I believe in you. I believe that you died for me. So you got saved by saying something. If you believe alone and do not say something, you are not saved until you say something. Now, what about people that are deaf and they are dumb? There is a way you can say in your heart. Is it true? First service, I told us about Hannah, the Bible says, Hannah speak in her heart. Without saying something verbally, you can still speak from your heart, but you have to say something to be saved. If you have never said it, you cannot be saved. Number three, words are vehicles. They transport fear and faith, life and death, love and hatred. Our words are containers. They are vehicles that carries our faith, that carries fear. They carry life and they carry death. In your word, there is life. When you speak, your word carries and transport that life or transport that death. Or when you speak, your word carries faith and then it carries fear, or it carries love and hate. Like, how do you know a young guy love a lady? Well, because he said, I love you, hallelujah. I heard a lot of guys regretting. Had a true love story of a young man. That day he was with a lady, with a lady, with a lady, only for him to see wedding invitation. You know, only for him to see, to see ring on her finger. Say, somebody asked me today and put ring on my finger. The guy said, wow, thank you, praise the Lord. And then went back home and I was crying. You should know I should have loved you now. Why are you crying? The lady was like, why are you crying? You should know I should have loved you. You did not say it. So, brother, tell that lady, let your words carry your love. Express it. Say, I want to tell you something. I love you. You cannot say, send a message. You cannot write a letter. You cannot write a text. Do something. Just say it. Let your words express your love. If you don't like, I don't say it. I say express love or hate. Hallelujah. Yes. When we hear what you say, we know whether you have faith or not. And then your words will tell us. The first thing I want us to understand, that words are seed. They produce after their kind. In Proverbs 18 verse 20 to 21, words are what? Seed. If you keep planting words of love, you get harvest. That is why it is dangerous for a lady to be around a guy that is saying something she likes. Very soon she will fall in love with him. Is it true? A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall be filled. Death and life and the power of the tongue, and they shall love it, shall eat the fruit thereof. When you hear somebody consistently, even if you don't like it, gradually you fall in love with him. Because words are seed. If you keep hearing words of love, I love you, you are beautiful, you are fine, that seed will produce results. That's why you grow up from your house. Look at you, Otondo. See your head, coconut head. Cannot even do anything. See your mate. See like your father. You're already becoming like your father. You're already becoming your father. You discover that you grow up almost becoming like your father. And eventually you become like your father. Hope you know that. Yes. Because words are seed. If you build faith in your child and say you are the best, you'll be the best. The best thing will grow up and produce the seeds you have been planting. If a pastor builds a mentality, keep planting one word in the members, planting one word, one mindset. Bishop Edebo has been planting faith for decades. That is why the members can believe for impossible things. Is it true? Because he has been planting seed of faith. When you come, faith, every Shiloh, faith. Faith and faith, 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 faith. Every year, faith, every Sunday, faith, 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 faith. Now they can believe for anything. Only they go and hear impossible things. Because they have been planted. A preacher that plant prosperity, somebody like Creflo Dollar. How many of you know the man called Dollar? Prosperity, 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 prosperity. In his church, they are CEOs. Multi-million seniors. All of them, they fly to Eagle's Nest. That is where Kenneth Copeland is. Krebdola Park is here, private jet here. Bill Winston Park is on here. When Bishop Edebo too, all of them. Yes, just park in front of his house. He has a, you know, you have car park. Yes, can a couple have? Yes. They have been preaching prosperity because that is the seed that has been planted. The people prosper. God told Bishop Edebo, say, don't raise money as a pastor. Raise men and you will have all the money you need in ministry. Yes, that is very, very true. The kind of seed, the church you attend matters because that is the seed that has been planted on you. If you go to the church and say, who told you that miracles will happen? Miracle only happened in the days of the apostle. It doesn't happen now. You see people still sick there. And they say it's the will of God. I'm telling you that the church is like that though. The miracles not happen. If you see people falling down, it's the power of the devil. Why was they fall down? You will never see somebody falling down there. And people will be there full with demons. Who made fellowship with that demon witch? People, you demonize set of people. Pharisees will be there, fool. Sadducees and Sahindri. Not that is what they've been taught. That is the seed they've been planted with. So the kind of seed, that is why I'm planting the seed of enlightenment on us. You know, somebody told me last year that if somebody is not educated, the person will not enjoy our church. I said, I like it too. I said, I like it. See, if somebody is not educated, they will not enjoy our church. Thank God. I say, I like it. Most of us here are educated. Almost all of us are graduates. Only one student here. Okay, two students. All the rest of us are graduates. I like it. I like people that know it. But when we have people that are not educated, we have to mellow down. There are things you cannot see. There's example you cannot see. Hallelujah. I like people to know. I don't believe in praying for 2 hours and then teaching for 20 minutes. I believe to teach for 2 hours and pray for 5 minutes. Because when you know, there are things that you not suffer the pastor again. Once you are enlightened, you can reproduce the results. Not everything, pastor headache, pastor stomachache, pastor this, pastor everything, pastor. Hallelujah. No. But when the people are empowered, and then there's a demon manifesting, we say, who is the person we send now? Every member is demon casting. Every what? Member is demon casting. Every member can preach a sermon as first notice. Or we say, come and share on divine direction. Okay, sir, apostle, how many minutes? Your question is a minute because you are ready. How many people are like a church like that? Where everybody is sound. And everybody can quote real scriptures and then everybody is praying. When we say 15 minute prayer, you are angry that it's only 15 minutes. And you told that 15 minute prayer, but 10 minutes. The man is praying too much. When people are worshiping, you cannot even connect, you're just looking. Why is she even crying? And there are people that somebody is singing and the person is crying. Why is he even crying? Why? Because you're not in the atmosphere. You are far. But when we train you how to connect with the atmosphere and then we are fellowshipping together. Is that not true? Yes. Well, everybody is a giant. The Bible says the least of the men of David is a mighty man. When we cast a demon here, he ran there, that person on the projector cast a demon out. Run to choir. I pass here, no way. Wait, where again? Go to Osha. Everybody's hot. The devil will not survive. The witch will not survive. Why? Because of the seeds we are planting. Hallelujah. I believe in the teaching of the word of God. Words are amplifiers of our thought, meaning it reveals our character. Proverbs 18 verse 4, the Living Bible version. Hallelujah. When we cannot know what you are thinking inside until we hear what you say. Is it not true? Until we hear what you say, we will not know what you are thinking. It is your word that tells us what is in your heart. Until you speak, we will not know. The Bible says, a wise man's words express deep streams of thought. That is Proverbs 18 verse 4, the Living Bible. Hallelujah. So by your words, we know what you are thinking. It is true that you are thinking of me. You know that song? Do you love me? Yes, God is thinking about us. And we know it because he has said it. Say, for God so loved the world. Hallelujah. So our word reveals our thought. Our thought pilots our life. We read it in James. Where your words go, that is where your life goes to. Hallelujah. If your words go this way, your life goes this way. Any direction your words go, that is the direction your life will go. Any direction. If you declare sickness, it will go in that direction. Hallelujah. Any direction. So speak life. Speak positivity. Say the right things. Say what you see. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let the weak say what? And let the poor say what? All these church. Yeah, it's a lie. Yeah, poor. See, you are trekking. We cannot be more. God cannot lie. It's God lying. Then let the weak say what? I am strong. Let the poor say what? So why do you go to the hospital? When you see the doctor say, I have a feeling. It's a feeling. They say, I got the feeling. Not that I have sickness. I have sickness means it's your own. But I have a feeling of pain. And I refuse it. So let the word pilot your life. Say, I'm in charge. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I must be noticed. Yes. You are the light that cannot be hidden. No darkness will hide you. No voice will drown your voice. Say them and pilot your life. Hallelujah. God believes and rules by word. That is the way men believe. We rule our life by our words. Hallelujah. How do you get imparted by words? You are blessed. Receive it. You know, I said in the first service, our talk and this incidental. Also in this service, our words are not incidental or accidental. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth, what? Anything anybody tells you, believe it is true. It was not a mistake. I didn't mean it when I insulted you. The person, his brain spoke without consulting his brain. His mouth spoke without consulting his brain. Because if it was his brain, there are many of you, what you have for me? If you should tell me the truth, it's like, Apostle, I don't like the way you're doing this and change. There are many of us that have something you want to tell me to change. But when you see me, you say, Apostle, I was blessed after the service. It's like you're speaking to me. Because you can control what you want to say. But when you're angry, you don't even preserve. See, is it because, see, in that anger, you say it. And then later, I send a message, Apostle, I'm sorry, I didn't mean what I said. But because I was angry, no. What you said was never accidental. Anything anybody tells you, don't think it's accidental. Maybe you just spoke, that time he lost control, that he was not in control. Just say, I was in his heart. That's why, listen to people when they are angry. That's when they say they are hurt the most, because they don't care. You know, when you are angry, you don't care. Hallelujah. No word is accidental. Please mind what people say to you, and you to mind what you are saying. Because it's very, very important. Now, how do you use your words? What must be spoken? How to use words? What must be spoken to have results? Just as seed have to be planted to have a harvest. What must be what? To have results. Just as seed have to be planted for us to have a harvest. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 26. Until you say it, you will not see it. Until you speak it, you will not get the harvest. Hallelujah. The Bible says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. The last statement says what? Declare thou that thou mayest be what? Justified. I read a documentary about the seat that we are in Egypt. You know Egypt pyramid? Have you read of the pyramid in Egypt? Till this 21st century, some of the seat, they used to keep seat there. Some of the seat are still there. And they said that they picked one of them and then planted it where there's water and the seat grew. The seat had been there for centuries. If you pick a bean seat and keep here, an insect don't touch it. For centuries, it will still be there. When you plant it, it will grow. Is it true? So until you plant it on the right place, you will never get a harvest. That is the way your words are. Until you say them, they don't produce the needed result. You have the word, but until you speak it, you don't get the result. Say, from today, I'll begin to talk.
I'll begin to say things. Until you say them, they will not happen. Hallelujah. Number two, to see result, words must be spoken with understanding, boldness, and conscious faith. To see result, the first one I say is, you must say the word. Number two I say is, you must say them with understanding. And then you must say them with boldness. And then you must say them with what? Conscious faith. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. But how many of you have seen people deliverance say, in Jesus I go outside? And we did not go outside. Have you seen it before? Why? But it's the same Jesus. It is not just in the saying the name, it's in the understanding and the boldness. It's not just J-E-S-U-S. But you must say what with what? Understanding. I remember the first time when I started crying. Myself, I used to wonder why people used to cry when they were singing before. Until when I went through some life. And then, there are certain songs I used to sing that time. Like songs from Marvin Sapp. How many of you know Marvin Sapp? No, Marvin Sapp. Okay. I never would have made it without you. Song like, I've had my share of ups and downs. Times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. And a song like, whenever I call you, I hear. Whenever I go, what can I do to your name? That was when I learned to learn sing song from the lyrics. And there are songs till today when somebody sings, it brings tears to my eyes. But I can, that song is not just words. It speaks an experience to me. How many of you have songs like that? I can remember when I checked my admission name on the level. That time when I finished secondary school, and my name was not there. I was way home. I was crying in my place. There are rail stations. I was walking there and I was crying. Because I was head boy. Everybody was waiting for me. No, that staying at home would be pepper. So I was crying. And then this song was singing. I have a maker. He calls me. Oh, you know that song? He knows my name. Today, anywhere I hear that song, it brings tears to my eyes. I was singing that song and crying. He knows my every thought. And he sees his tears that fall. And he hears me when I call. So what stands certainty? That, well, if you understand what the name of Jesus will do, you will not, your phone will not fall down Jesus. You know, use the name of Jesus Christ like that. You know, you hey, Jesus Christ. Like, you will not use Jesus Christ as exclamation mark or punctuation. The reason why you use the name of Jesus Christ like that is because you don't understand it. But even when you say it doesn't matter, it's one of those things. Because Jesus now is not punctuation, comma. Jesus Christ is not exclamation. Jesus! Even unbelievers say Jesus Christ. Like, it doesn't matter. But there are people that say it with understanding. So anything you have to say, example, like saying, I am blessed. You can just say casually, I am blessed. But there's a way you can say, I am blessed with understanding, and the effect is different. You have to understand what I'm saying. I am healed. I am delivered. I am free. I am whole. There's a level of understanding you have to have with words for them to produce results. Come on, are we together? So get understanding about everything you're about to say. Understand what I love you means. There are many people who don't understand what I mean by I love you. Because if you understand what it means to say I love you, you will be afraid to tell a lady I love you. I love you means I love the good, the bad, and the ugly of you. I like the fact that you can sleep and snore. I like the fact that you cannot cook. I like the fact that you have a small kelek. I like the fact that what? And you like everything, that's the implication. You cannot come and say later, I didn't mean what, you must mean it. You must mean it. I don't mean it. Hallelujah. But you must say, don't say what you don't understand. Be very, very careful. There are many people after a service and then they get emotional. I am going to give 200,000 naira. By the time you leave the service, then you check your account balance, then you check your need. There are many people that have made vows that have never redeemed. Someone's hearing me, have made promises that you forgot, you even made a promise. But because of the way the preacher preached that day, you got emotional. Because you don't understand what is the meaning of a vow. Hallelujah. So words to have effect, you must say them, understand what you are saying. Ye the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the brother minister, not all those kind of church cliches. How does a lily look like? Or how does a, what? How does it look like? Nigeria that we don't see him brand monies. You know, how does it, you know that the truth is many people don't know that what they're saying. When you say the lily of the valley, what are you saying? When you say the brother minister, what are you saying? The rose of Sharon. I've never seen a rose before. Not talk of rose of Sharon. Like many people use a lot of words that they don't understand. Are we together? That is the truth. That most of the things we say don't have impact on us. Because we don't really understand what we're saying. But there are people that hear that they are being oppressed by witches and they are sharing Jesus Christ and the witch still oppress them. Calling on Jesus Christ. I have bought me country. Hallelujah. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. I cover myself, I cover my leg. I go, I don't even understand the blood of Jesus. What the blood can do. God will give us understanding in Jesus' name. That's why we must enjoy preaches like this. That gives you understanding. You will not be talking anyhow. Your words will be few. The Bible says, a fool is not known until he opens his mouth. They will not know you're a fool. Advanced fool for that matter, if you keep quiet. Until you open your mouth. You see, one day one guy told me that even myself had the experience before. You see one beautiful yellow girl, straight leg, figure eight, walking. And she should open and say, I went there. So, you hear English. Yes. Have you ever put it before? You respect somebody until they talk. Until you hear them talk. I thought you were a serious person. And people respect you until they hear you talk. Until they hear you talk. I've been to places before to preach. And then when I came, I just, this black tiny guy. But after they preach, I said, what is that? Give me, they begin to give me offering, give me time. Before, you look normal. Until people hear you talk. If I was sitting in the congregation, nobody would know I'm the pastor of this church. Is that not true? Until talk, be careful of what you are saying. It matters. We respect it based on what you are saying. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. See, I'll be careful what I say. From today henceforth, I will understand before I speak. I will be bold when I speak. And I'll be conscious when I speak. Another way to use words is speak words directly on issues, persons, and situations. The Bible says in Mark chapter 11 verse 23, whosoever shall say to what? To what? This mountain, this particular one. This particular one. Oh Lord, bless me is not a prayer. Bless you with what? Bless you with what? Bless you with wife is a blessing. Bless you with a job is a blessing. Bless you with money is a blessing. Bless you with peace is a blessing. Bless you with good sleep is a blessing. So when you say God bless me, what do you mean? Come on, are we together? We have to be specific. Lord bless me with a what? XYZ. Lord bless me with a car. It's not a prayer point. I never have read a book by Yonggi Cho. The fourth dimension. You have read it, right? He shared a story in that book. He said he was praising God for something. A chair, a bicycle, and what? Those of you that read it. A chair, a bicycle, and what? A bicycle, and there was three things he was praising God for. Let me assume you read it long ago. But he was praising God for a bicycle and a chair. And then he said, he been praying. The prayer did not answer. God did not answer. He said, God, why have you not answered? God said that. You say bicycle. I don't know which type of bicycle do you want. He said, chair. Which kind of chair? Then he said, Lord, I want a mahogany chair. And then I want an American bicycle because American bicycles are different from Korean and different from Okay, yes. And then he said, there was a way, he said, mahogany chair, and I can't remember the description of the table. And then he said, I want an American bicycle. So he said, he went to church on Sunday and told them, I have a bicycle, I have a chair, I have a table. And then after service, the members came to the house to say they did not see it. The pastor was lying, something like that. Said that once after a while, somebody was changing his office or something like that, and then the basin gave him the chair, and it was exactly a mahogany chair. See, a missionary came to South Korea, and then the missionary was traveling, and they had a bicycle. He said, Paul or Youngie, do you mind my bicycle? And then it was an American bicycle. He said everything he got was exactly as he asked. Exactly. So we are, sometimes God is confused. You want a wife, which type? From Edo, from Benin, from where? I always wanted to marry a woman that can speak Yoruba or is a Yoruba girl. I always wanted Israel from childhood. I didn't want to marry from the north. I always wanted to want a girl that can speak Yoruba. My wife had A1 in Yoruba. Is he A1 or B2? Why? Just imagine. So I have a lot of lectures to learn. I only wanted a God-fearing girl. So what kind of husband do you want? Be specific. Do you want a pastor? Or do you want a teacher? Or a bicycle? What kind of... Be specific. All of them are dreams. Hallelujah. Some of you say, I don't want pastor. Also, we don't want you. And I'm like, we don't want you. I cannot marry a pastor. We don't want you too. Hallelujah. So be specific on what you want. Be specific. Say what you want. The next time you go to pray, be specific. Lord, I want AD. I just remember now. JJ, let's remember you to pray for them writing exams. Okay. I want this particular thing. Say what you want. I remember when I wanted to marry. I was that time zero. When I say zero, almost minus. When I went to introduction, my wife gave me transport to come back. When I came back, I picked a book. We have a book. We wrote marriage lology. In that book, I wrote what we wanted. I want a one-room self-contained in town that is within the range of 150 to 170. I wrote I wanted a cushion that would cost me 150 or 170. I wanted a bed that would cost me 80,000 naira. We wrote everything we wanted in that book. We wrote the wedding dress, the wedding suit. Wrote everything. When we costed it, 6 zeros multiple times. Yes. Every one of them happened to the last dot. Exactly. The only thing that did not happen in that book is what we have not written. Before the wedding. Whoever tell me I'll buy cushion before I marry? Me. I'm telling you. The money came like dream, like joke. If you write it and specify what you want, it will happen. Somebody, Apostle, I need to send this. Money was just coming as if they knew my address. Zaza, exactly. Like, when everything was done, the money stopped. It was as if, you know that if I had not written it, it wouldn't have happened. Yes. So what do you want? How much do you want to make at the end of this? I'm trusting God for a car, a particular car. What kind of car? So you have to use what specifically. You want a job, police is a job. Civil defense is a job. Federal government, local government, everything is a job. What kind of job? You want to be healthy, so use your words with specificity. If there are details, attach details. In that same book, Gyeonggi Cho shared that he went to America, he told them about the same principle. He said, a woman says she wants a husband that is a teacher, that is 6.7 foot or something tall. He even gave his measurement. Yes. See, a missionary came to their city. A teacher. And when the girl married, she measured his height. It was exactly that same height. Exactly. So be specific from henceforth. Be what? Specific. Use word directly on issues. If you want a sickness to go, lay hands on that sickness. Speak to the sickness and say, go! Speak to persons. Call their name. That was something you pray, you ask for people's name. So you can pray direct prayer. I pray for you, Rahab, that you are free. Come on, are we together? So pray specific prayer point and pray to particular situations.
I speak to scarcity in my life. You are over. I speak to financial lack. You are over. I speak to loneliness. It is over. I speak to lack of creativity. It is over. I speak to lack of favor. It is over. I speak to emptiness. It is over. So use them directly. Hallelujah. Now use what, that's number four now. Use what rightly and timely. The Bible says, how forceful are right words? Proverbs 15:23 and then Proverbs 25 verse 11. Say, so when you speak the right word, they are like pictures of gold. Hallelujah. Speak what rightly. That is the right time to propose. May you not miss it. When the Bible says there is a time an angel will come and he will steer the water. Yes, sir. My God. Maybe it's your season. May you not miss it in Jesus' name. So the angel will come and steer the water. And whosoever stepped in. I had a testimony of a lady. She said that she prayed on Saturday. Lord, the guy, because a lot of guys were having applications. She was still young. I love you. All of them. Lord, which one should I choose? Lord, the first person that say he want to marry me, I will marry him. So the pastor got up that morning. He was a pastor. He was not even bold enough to ask her out. Woke up that morning straight. Said, the Holy Spirit told him, go and tell her. I said, go, Holy Spirit, you don't do that. I've never even asked her husband to go and, the first time I said, I want to go and marry you. It doesn't work that way. He just fell. He said he came to service. And then he lacked peace. So he saw her by the door, standing with somebody, talking like outside the door like this. So he walked up to that. Said, I want to marry you. And he ran. True life story. It was the one that was sharing the story in my presence. Said, I want to marry you. And he ran. She said she was not happy. That was not the one she wanted. But that was God speaking to her. And that was, they're married. They were in a wedding seminar when they were talking to us. They're married. There are right time to say something. There are words when you say them the wrong time, it doesn't matter. So learn to say words at the right time. When the water is hot, make the pap. Is that not true? But when the water is hot, there is a temperature that the eba will not be correct. It becomes semo or semi-pap. There is a temperature. So learn to speak the right word. See, there is a time you say thank you and you matter. There is a time you say thank you, you don't matter again. It's true. There is a time you say I'm sorry and it will matter. There is a time you say I'm sorry, it doesn't matter again. So learn to use your word timely. Altogether, be timely with your word. And then be consistent with your word. I am blessed in church when you leave. Sapa will kill everybody when you leave church. Sapa is everywhere. Hunger is everywhere. After you church, you declare I'm blessed. After you leave church, hunger, Buhari. No. Be consistent with your word anywhere, any day, anytime. Say the same thing. Don't be changing your confessions altogether. Say, I am married. I am blessed. Be bold to say, I am blessed. When you are threatened with two black trousers, I am blessed. Hallelujah. And then, so be consistent with your word. Say the same thing again and again and again and again. Hallelujah. Now, what are the power of words? I thought I was talking about what, how to use words. What is it? What, how powerful are your words? Your words can call things that be not as though they were and call them to the physical realm. Romans chapter 4 verse 17. Anything not physical is because you have not spoken and called it forth. But your words can call them. Hallelujah. Ha! I remember when this church did not have microphone. We will preach and sweat. I could remember I would go and stand in our former auditorium, that is this place. I would stand and say, Lord, this is where our speakers will be. Indeed, we call you forth. We call you forth. This is where our amplifier will be. We pray. Like 6 months. But finally it came. It what? It came. So call that thing and give it shape in the realm of the spirit. Bible says he called the things that be not as though they were. So let your words call them. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. So let your words create. Speak things from the realm of the spirit by your words. Consistently call them.
Your words release blessing and curses. So be careful what you say. There's one thing I've got to grow in my life. And I became very, very careful. I noticed that God hears me when I pray. You see, there is nobody here that I will look at the person, especially if the person is guilty. And I say, it will not be well with you. I've never said that kind of word. I will never say, I pray for grace. I have impossible cases. Your words are powerful. Are you seeing these bobs in this church? Should we use one for experiment? We can look at one of these bobs now. I look at this one that is healthy. This one looking already flapping. This one. And then if all of us look at this bob and say you will be the first to die, the whole bobs in this room, this will be the first. Yes. I read a documentary from scientists, 80 scientists. They said that they planted a plant and covered it and planted it. In the morning, he will say, I love you, you are good. You will grow, you will do well. The other one, say, look at you, you are bad. Same soil, same temperature. This one grew, this one died. Then they wrote on the power wall. The man that wrote the book was an unbeliever till today. But they noticed that our words can produce what we say. Living or not active. You know why why houses go down if people don't stay? Because there are energies in the words we speak that can sustain the world to even say. Because you be in the room, you're not doing anything, but the house is normal, but just leave the room for one house. You see the ceiling begin to fall. Our words carries energy to bless and to curse. Be careful what people say to you. But if you're innocent, no matter what they say, it doesn't matter. But be very, very careful. That is why you must avoid men of God. They are more deadly than Babalawo. You make a man of God cry, just look at you and say, ah. Because when God is the one backing a curse, it becomes wahala. You need a higher man of God to reverse it. A what? Higher. So just be careful. With your parents, be careful with all these things. Be very, very careful. Because the word they speak, it looks like a joke. A young girl slapped her mother. In fact, if she's a top person in Nigeria, if I mention her name, you know her. She's not married till today. She slapped the mother. The mother held her breast. And said, if you suck this breast, you will never marry. If I mention her name, she's a popular person in Nigeria. Till today, not married. That word alone. So our words release blessings. Blessing us. So why not bless yourself? Why not want blessings? Why not say, I am blessed? Hallelujah. No word, nobody's word is more powerful than your words. Hope you know that. Are you aware of that? That your word, you are the first prophet over your life. Your word is very, very important. So look at yourself and say, I am handsome. Yes. I look at there is a reason why even when I was a bachelor, I always ensure I have a mirror in my room. I'll just go and stand in the mirror and say, I'm handsome. And just smile. Yes. You may not believe, but it's a cup of tea, but I believe. Then I say, I'm handsome. I am tall, dark, and handsome, rich, anointed. I am blessed. I always do that looking at myself in the mirror, speaking to myself. Sometimes I look at my hair, in the mirror, I say, Jotam, ting, ting. Face myself in the mirror and say, Jotam, behave. Try it. Do that exactly. Get out of the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, so now this could be. So you mean at this age, this is how you'll be behaving? Talk to yourself in that mirror. See, your life will change. You will change. Yeah, the prophet father said, I'm blessed. Look at yourself and say, speak over your life. It's not cheap. Waking up in the morning and say, I'm blessed. Is it expensive? How much will you pay you to cost to say, I'm blessed? How much will you cost to say, I am handsome? Or you say, I am rich? I am anointed? How much will you cost to say, I will raise the dead? How much? It's free. So be the prophet over your life. Declare things. Hallelujah. Call them. Call them forth. Speak them. Speak them. Hallelujah. I always say that I will marry on time. I will marry early. I've always said it. I will what? You to say it. I'll marry on time. Say it, or you better say it now. See, there was once upon a time, something doesn't matter to me. I never knew that it was a difficult for a lady to get a husband. But now I know. I have a little lady around. Look, I never knew that it's difficult to have children. Now I know. There is a phase of life that some things will not matter. But there is a phase again that some things will matter. So now I am advising you in advance. Say you marry early. I'll have a husband that will marry you. You marry me on time. Because you can have a lot of sex partners. Men are like animals. Be ready for play. You have a lot of boyfriends. But a one that will come and say, the boy I want to marry you, scarce. But say you're available for romance and sex. Hey! Your house will be coming against us there. Boys will flock in. But the one that will come and stand and say, I want you to be my wife. I want to pay your dowry. And I want you to become my responsibility. Most men want hit and run. So he's husband material like us, like Pastor Ebenezer, like Pastor Means. They are scarce. Yes. Yes. And then to have a wife that behaves and assents is correct. They are scarce too. Very scarce. Some of these are still at 27 and 28. They are still concerned about bigger 8. They are not really serious. I want a house. I want a husband that has a job paying him 200,000 naira. He must have a car. When I go to his house, he must have this. He must be able to take care of my hair. See, most of us are not like that, though. Most of the husband materials are not like that. We don't have the money yet. We will have it, but now we don't have it. You see, the bad thing is that the one I want to marry don't have money. And the one that have money want to play. It's not true. You are serious, you want to marry, but you don't have the money. But the guy that have money is the one to be a playboy or a Casanova. So a lady that will be discerning you and say, this is your husband. You know, one day I look at my wife, I say, you are tall. Why do you want to marry me? So when she visited me when I was in my former apartment, my neighbor would say, why is this girl want to marry me? He would look as if he is sharp. I have to answer you too, why is it that you want to marry me? What is it really? Because even my life, I would not have my daughter to marry somebody like me that time. I'm telling you. Beautiful. When my father saw her, he said, this girl is beautiful. My father at his age. My sister said, your wife is beautiful. My mother said, when a lady say your wife is beautiful, she's really beautiful. When a lady say another lady is beautiful, that means she is really beautiful. So you are tall. Why do you want to marry me? Say that, no. I see your future. I feel you're the person for me. May you be discerning like that, sisters. May you see our future. Can I say amen? And marry us like that. Say amen. Let's build the wealth together. Yes. What I'm saying is looking like a joke. But I mean it. And I believe God is talking to somebody. Calm down. Yeah. You know, when I began to touch money, when I began to want what? Touch money. That time I did it. There was no money anywhere worldwide. Heaven and abroad. I said, now that you decide to marry me, be ready to enjoy. The first allowed to buy clothes was almost 200K. Cash, I go and buy clothes. She could not believe it. Yes. But when you are there, you believe in me, she would enter car. Hey, but she's not worried. Thank God she's not here, so. She will travel and be tired and say, I'm too tired of traveling. Because you believe in me, you enjoy. If you believe in a man, he will never forget you. Never. Even if he cheats, he will come back to you. Even if he cheats, but he will not cheat in Jesus' name. He'll come back to you. Yes. Hallelujah. Lord, we help our sisters in Jesus' name. You two brothers, don't be looking for Vigo 8. It's not in Vigo 8. Calm down. Hallelujah. She doesn't have dimple. She doesn't have open teeth. Her leg is not straight. She's not fair. She's not tall. She's not what again. She doesn't have flat tummy. think marriage is by flattery. Love is by flattery. You to calm down. So church boy, you wonder they'll go and bring one Babylon sister when our sisters are in church. Look around. I'm going far. Where brought me here? What brought me here? Where was I? Hallelujah. Yes. So let's be careful with our words in Jesus' name. God will help us all in Jesus' name. But I believe I spoke to somebody that's about to make a decision. God will help you in Jesus' name. Help that brother. Help that sister. The sister will follow you. When you know there are symptoms of responsibility in a man. You to show some symptoms of responsibility. No, what we call symptoms of responsibility. No sister will finish education and suffer in her father and come and follow you again. Show some symptoms of a promising future. So what do you want to do with your life? Trusting God. So what are you doing? I wrote my vision down. So what have you really started? We are on it. In 5 years time, in 6 years time, I'll do this. We know you will do it in 6 years time, but how far now? Show some signs. Is that not true? Yeah, show some signs. You to show you are ready to marry as a sister. You cannot be chatting with everybody and be putting a status of every brother on your status. Calm down. A bae and more. A what? Boo and more. A brother and more. People are watching your status, oh. And the bae and bestie and more. The guy will say, I don't want a woman rapper. He will not come. To show his sign you're ready to marry. Your dressing will show. You are still dressing to reveal. No man, see. Even secular artists. Have you seen the wife of the band? You see the way she dresses. Have you seen the wife of the widow? You see the way she dresses. As bad as they are, their wives dress decently. A guy that wants to marry you will want you to be decent. If he doesn't care about your dress, he doesn't want to marry you. So you to begin to dress like a wife. Not like a girlfriend. Dress responsibly. Cannot be exposing yourself to everybody to see. Hallelujah. Begin to dress like a wife. Look responsible. Carry yourself like a wife. Not everybody come and hug you. Everybody come and rub his sweat on you. The guy is just watching you from a distance. Yeah. You will take 10 steps backward. Everybody cannot come and hug you. Everybody, brother, holy kiss. Everybody can come and peg you. Everybody can come and hug you. Resting on your chest on every brother. No. Me, I will not marry that kind of person. I don't know about you, but me, I will not. Even if I'm led, I say, God, kill on shell. Hallelujah. So show some sign of responsibility. See, in life, there are things you know that your life will change. You don't need prayer. If you know certain things, then your life will automatically change. Hallelujah. These are words of wisdom, and I know God will help us all in Jesus' name. Some of the pains in my heart are coming. Set of ladies around trusting God for husband. Lord, only do this for me. You give me a husband now. But you were once 25. You were once 26. Every word is spiritual and backed by a spirit. The Bible said the word that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit and their life. It's either your word are spirit and life or your spirit are what are spirit and death. Speak life to people. Encourage people. Let people like to be around you. Don't make people feel like a human, less of a human when they are around you. Encourage them. Speak life. Speak what? Life into people. Tell them you can do it. Tell them it is possible. Tell them you can rise. Tell them you can succeed. Let people feel life when they are around you. Let them feel hope. So that when people come around you, they feel bad after leaving you. All together. You water down everybody. There are people that when you come and share your testimony, God does this for me. And they want to share their testimony. Let me tell you something, a life secret. When somebody is sharing a story with you, that is a moment not to share your own. That moment, just celebrate his success. Don't try to bring your own testimony also. No, at that moment, celebrate his own. All together. Tell people that, I had this, I meet this kind of thing. No, it's very, very bad. People would like to come around you when they come around you and they feel jacked up. They feel life. Your spirit, your word, every word you speak, eh? See, as you are hearing me every Sunday, it's either after hearing me, you feel what you did was bad and I need to change, or you felt condemned. Two of them must happen. Are we together? So your words should bring life to people, encourage people. Look at a monkey and say you can win the beauty contest. You understand what I said? Look at the what? Monkey. And say you can believe in the person. And the person can still win it. And you'll be shocked. Because you said it. How many of you have done something because somebody said it before? Or because certain people believed in you? Say, because you believe in me, I will do it. Even if you never have the ability, by all means, you will wake up and you will achieve it. So encourage people. Encourage people. One of the greatest things that happened to me when I was called into ministry was, you know, as a young person, God told me 300 level, you will start a ministry, you start a church, and then do that. If I meet, there are certain men of God that I know that if I meet them, they will say, it's just zeal. I don't know what I'm saying, or I'm lying, or something like this. How do you know this like that? There are people, you tell them their vision, you look as if it's a joke. They just say, no. I was finding it difficult. Who should I meet? I knew that this was difficult, but I was not making it up. I met my mentor and I told him what is happening. And he said, yes, you can do it. I believe in your vision. I showed him what I wrote. He read it. He said, this is what God told you. It can happen. Now do this. Begin to work. He believed in me. That was one of his great, till today, even if he raised a dead person in my life, it doesn't matter. That thing he did in believing that I was called changed my life. That is his greatest impact in my life. So believe in people and speak life to them. Encourage them. Are we together? Speak life. When somebody finishes singing and the person is off key, you're supposed to sing G, the person sang F. And in between, it was even changing keys in between. As a good MD, after it comes down, wow, you did well. You don't correct the person even immediately. After a while, but that thing you did, you know, after you did like this. I said, when you correct it, the person will low. What do you know that? Yes. What does that mean? Just imagine me playing and then I just look at her. The anointing will lift here. She know. Has that happened to you before? You know, Pastor Ming was sharing his story with me. You know, he plays for MFM. That is headquarter. Not just local headquarter MFM. He plays for them. He said when he started learning his MD, he was not good that time. His MD just, he was like, David, start over there. He will push you from there. But when he grew, then he could play for them. This is somebody that needs to believe in you and encourage you. Believe in you. Hallelujah. Many people I believed in them. And that's why I can believe in people who, because somebody did it to me. You can never, if you come to me and say, God told you you'll be Richard and Bill Gates, I will say it's true. I'm telling you. I will say it's what? It's true. If I Richard and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos put together, I encourage you. Speak life to people. Encourage people. A lot of people are suffering with a lot of depressions. A lot of uncertainties. A lot of unbelief. Let your words bring life to them. Encourage people. And they will never forget you. Never. I want to give you counsel and then we close. Without God's help, our words are always wrong. The Bible says, when Isaiah met God, he said, war is me. Hallelujah. When you complain, you will remain in one place. But when you learn to praise and prophesy, you will rise. You hear what I said? When you complain, everything you do is complain, you will what? Remain. But when you learn to praise, prophesy into your future, I may be taking Gary today, but I see myself in KFC. I may be taking today, but I see myself giving out cars. How many of you have heard me say I'm giving cars? I will give out cars before. I've never heard me say I will give out houses before. Do I have a house now? I don't even have money to buy a land. But prophesy, don't be complaining. Everybody come, see my life, landlord, tenant. No. When you complain and murmur, you will remain in one place. Learn to prophesy and speak. Hallelujah. Only God can help us align our discipline, our thought. Know when to speak and when to keep quiet. Learn when to speak and when to what? Learn when to talk and when to what? Keep quiet. Your words that you speak should be sweet and encouraged. Hallelujah. Your words keep us away from trouble and sin. Watch your company because your friends affect the way you talk. Always speak out what you believe. Never speak out against God and against His anointed. Hallelujah. And I know the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, A lot of us have said a lot of wrong things. On your seat, can you begin to say, Lord, I cancel every wrong word I've spoken about my life. Cancel, in case anyone is coming to your mind right now, speak them and say, Lord, I cancel it. Everything about any wrong thing you said. Who does monkey banana? You are not a monkey. Look, I've given you banana. You are not a monkey. Reverse every negative statement you have made about your life and destiny. Reverse anyone. And then begin to speak what you want to see. Don't forget I say that. You speak particularly. You say exactly what you want to see. Say them. God is hearing you. Speak them. When you say these things, you'll be transformed. Say who you want to become. Speak into your future. Particularly. Speak, speak, speak. In Jesus' name. Father Lord, everyone that has spoken a negative word that has created a cycle, hallelujah. Many of you that have planted seed and the seed are already growing. We declare that that crop dies down. When you plant a seed, it is already growing. But now we arrest that tree. We arrest that seed. And we cancel it. A young girl said that nowadays people don't give up when they're on time. So I may not conceive on time. And then it affected her marriage. That word she spoke was difficult to conceive. Some of the things we say really matter. Lord, we arrest every negative seed planted in the name of Jesus. Every good word you speak, we command them to come to pass. Grace to consistently say them. Wisdom to disciplinarily say them. In the name of Jesus. And as you say them, may your life begin to change. Any negative word that people have spoken about you and it's having an effect, we reverse it. We reverse the effect in your life. Any negative thing, hallelujah. Now, there are many of us that are deserving of the word that people have spoken over you. But we ask for the mercy of God to speak on your life in the name of Jesus Christ. May words not destroy your life, but may your word transform you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now we pray and say, Lord, grant me the grace to learn what to say. How to say it. May I not miss timely words in the name of Jesus. Grant me the grace to know what to say, how to say it. May I learn how to say the right word.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.